In 1961, Berlin, Germany, a wall was built by the German Democratic Republic, which was under Soviet sphere of influence. A wall that separated thousands of families and scattered Berlin into two pieces. East Berlin, which was under Soviet control, and West Berlin under Allies' ruins. This symbol of power stood for nearly three decades. During this period, a significant amount of people in East Berlin tried to escape to West Berlin due to poverty and violence. The main character of the story was Schmecht Elston, a German engineer student who lived in Treptow, East Berlin. He held hatred against Soviet dictatorship and violence, and was forcefully separated with his family. In 1972, he finally planned an escape to West Berlin. However, he had to hide his plan from the Russian secret police. The Stasi, which had a population of 70,000 employees. Schmecht organized a group of students, around 10 of them, went under a machinery factory, which some of them worked in, and started 1 week of intense digging. They divided themselves into two groups and lived across the street to signal with the flashing of lights in their room. The darkness of the night was their best camouflage, so every day they waited for the sun to set. In his diary, it says,
"I dig until I can't anymore. I dig until my hands crack and bleed. I dig until the dust in my eyes make my sight go blind. Sometimes I can't even feel it. I numb my pain with imagining seeing my family again."
Their spirit supports them through every exhausting night, and after 1 week, a 30-meter-long, 1-meter-high tunnel was finally dug. The midnight of July the 3rd was supposed to be their moment of freedom. Schmidt signaled 2 hours earlier to call for the start of the mission. But nothing. Nothing responded on the other side of the street. He knew he had to make a choice. So he quickly grabbed his pistol from under his bed and called the rest of the group in the same building. They ran out of the building to the factory, and they saw the shadow of the Stasi's following them. Schmecht had to separate from the group and cut across. On the street, it broke out to be an intense gunfight. The sound of bullets flying out struck Schmecht